Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Songs that it may be slow, but it still has such an energy to it.
Yeah, but it's not a good energy.
Such a good one.
Do you like this song?
I do.
Seriously?
I typically don't like slow songs, but if it has, it's a slow song that has energy to it, I like this vibe.
Yeah, is it about, what, having a lousy Christmas?
It's just it's such a good, like that, this tune, ugh.
Yucca. Okay, so we have our first disagreement of the hour on the ever-interesting Doug Stephan Good Day program. How do you do? It's Jay Kirshner who disagrees with the Dougster about the sound of that, and I can't seem to find a happy medium when it comes to that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? I like the Ronettes. I like the Beach Boys.
Mm. Oh, and those are like great.
Traditional stuff.
Absolutely.
Whoop-de-doo.
We actually agree on most music.
Yes, we do. Well, listen. Can't have everything. It can't be good all the time. Let's do some good right now for our fellow men, women, and children listening to the program on the Ides of December 15th, the middle of the month. Here we're halfway through the month. Next week at this time, it'll be fully on into winter, and we'll be fully on into Christmas, and we'll be fully on to New Year's, and fully on to all the other holidays that some are starting. I think Hanukkah is this Friday, is it not? If I'm not mistaken. I think it's this
the,
Friday.
Yes. The 19th?
Yeah. Yeah. 19th would be, no, that's next Monday. All right, I almost got it. Here's some good news for a certain set of the audience. Some people may think this is good news. Some people say, oh, there you go again. The oldest gay bar in New York City. It's called Julius's in Manhattan. Is now officially a landmark. The Landmark Preservation Commission, and who thought that that was... So, well, I guess big cities everywhere have organizations. We even here in Framingham have a historical society or historical department that looks at things or understands where things start and where they are, et cetera, et cetera. This is a West Village watering hole that's been there for... quite a long time. What was it, 1966, when the site, this was a sip-in, sort of, is that a restaurant? It would be, a sip-in would be a bar, right? Just a bar.
Is it like a, yeah, that's what I thought, like a sip-in is just kind of one of those quick little small hole in the walls.
Yeah, right, yeah. There were three activists at the time who were protesting the closure of bars in that area that served gay people. How much we've changed, though. I mean, a lot of people still don't like gay people for...
I was going to say, yeah.
...ignorant reason.
To a point, not enough, but there's been leaps and bounds. But this is cool. Like, this is... I don't know. I love historical landmarks. I think it is so neat. And whenever you drive around and you see those plaques where it has a story of a certain site or a building...
Right. And there are those plaques. That's a good point. That is a very good point, actually. If your community has sites, like why this came to my mind, I don't know. But I remember going to Abilene, Kansas, to do the radio program from the Eisenhower Presidential Museum. And when I won February for President's Day or President's Week, I went to five different, on each day of the week, I was at five different presidential libraries. And the first place I went was in Abilene. And I remember the plaques that were all over the place. Plaques for his house, where he was born, plaques for where he went to school, plaques for any activity, and actually Abilene's not the biggest town, and it pretty much was all about Eisenhower. But yeah, you can find those all over the place. Follow Route 66. You want to have a great ride along the southwestern sort of corridor of our country? Route 66. Take that, and you'll see plaques pretty much in every single community. Things historically that were important and still are, frankly, for those who understand and can kind of identify with. It's a great way to educate your youngsters. If there's a school vacation week and everybody can have the same week off and get in the car and take a ride. And not how many people still do that, but it is. And you'll find all kinds of places like this. So the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, described the event as a pivotal moment in our city and our nation's LGBTQ history. Okay. Is it that we overdo this? You see, I think we pay too much attention. Just let them be. People who don't like them give these movements water and light and brightness and attention by being jerkleburgers about it. And sometimes the people who are being defensive, in many instances for really good reason, they overcook it as well. These people are people. They're here. They have a life. They like living their lives. And as long as, no matter whatever the group is, doesn't make any difference what the group is, don't try to sell me on whatever it is that you are promoting, then it's fine. I don't care about anybody's sexuality. It isn't good. It isn't bad. It's a judgmental thing. It doesn't make a difference to
me.
Yeah,
but also
that's my own way of reading it anyway. I understand
like,
that.
For our instances personally, yeah. We don't walk around thinking that we are going to be a victim of a hate crime.
That's true. Yep, and they do, to a point, because they are. Okay, so I get that point. But then, I've equated this sort of thing before to all the special interest groups who keep pounding away and thinking that they're going to change. You're not going to change everybody. Matter of fact, you're going to push people away sometimes by overdoing it. I think when we started several years ago with, when I say we collectively, when we started with Black Lives Matter, it was good. It was sort of like the Me Too movement. That mattered, and it still does. But there's an overdoing of it. Is that the pendulum swings the other way, and then you start, people say, you know what, there's something. When you start with whatever these movements are, people, if they have any consciousness at all, are going to say, oh, you know what, there's something to that. You're right, I have a different approach, or a different, I don't think the same as I used to. That I get. But when you keep pounding away at it, human nature is, as it is going to push back. And so you get to a point where it starts to have negative consequences. Do you know what I mean?
And I think that it's in large part because of people who take advantage of situations, like for the Me Too movement, people who claim to be victims who are not victims, they
right.
get away from it, real
good
victims,
point.
Because they're
yeah.
just trying to get money or blackmail somebody.
Yeah.
You have, like, the protesters versus rioters. Protesting is totally fine. It's legal. It's something that should be done. But
yeah.
then you have people who take advantage of that, and they show up not to protest, but to riot. They go with the intention of anarchy.
Yeah, right. And you saw that in Washington with January 6th, right? Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same sort of thing. So congratulations in the sense that this is something that now we're talking about, so other people will be talking about it. And hopefully it has it when it hits your head, it's going to be okay. It's going to be, yeah, okay, that's good. So, three cheers for these people. All right, let's move to Alaska, where some stuff's going on here. The weather in Alaska is causing alarms to be rung here, there, and everywhere. This is sort of a global warming thing, climate change, whatever. But it is an interesting thing from an objective point of view, looking at the stats in the Arctic Ocean, the fact that it has been wetter this year, the fact that the temperatures have been rising this year more quickly than those on the rest of the planet. So if you're listening, we have four stations in Alaska I would be interested in input if you want on social media. We're at Good Day Radio Show. If you go to Facebook or Twitter, I'm sorry, Facebook or Instagram, if you go to Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Do you agree that there ought to be concern because there are some communities in Alaska that have broken heat records this year? I remember during the summertime, a couple of times, it was warmer up in Alaska than it was in the Northwest during the summer. And sometimes, I'm trying to remember about last winter as much as I can, how much of this sort of thing did we talk about. But it's stormier, so the scientists say, and that's, you know, because of the fact that there is this the coldness of the region versus the warmness of the water. And you see these sorts of disruptions everywhere depending on the change of the seasons. I think we were talking about that yesterday. But anyway, the fact that it was the sixth warmest year on record, and the record's been kept since the early 1880s. Mm-hmm. So if it's one of the six warmest years, then why are we taking the opportunity, or why are we making more of it now? Why didn't we make more of it in one of the other 6 years? You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like what I was we were just talking about, the gay stuff. It's that we keep pounding away in the news,
like
media.
A specific narrative.
I was watching Cuomo.
Each year getting colder too. Hotter when it's hot.
Places.
It's colder when it's cold.
And that's the impact of global warming. I was watching Cuomo last night on News Nation, and he had O'Reilly on, which I guess he does with some regularity. And no, it was Dan Abrams, I think, that I was watching. And there was this whole focus or overcooking of what we're overdoing. And this is just another one of the things that we're overdoing. And you risk losing the impact of it by continually, you don't present the real news, you present advocacy. And it's a danger. Okay, 18 after this, Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on the highly touted Doug Stephan Good Day program. I guess if I don't tout myself, Jay, who else is going to, right? I can say, right? It's like these people who say, you're listening to the award-winning blah, blah, blah show. Well, we can say that because you ladies won the Clio.
The show got, the Gracies.
Yeah, the Gracies.
The show has had acknowledgement.
Clio. Yeah. So, okay, everybody's an award winner. Hey, hooray for us. Anyway, the celebrity news usually involves people who are winners in some way or another. Social media abuzz with a couple of things here in this hour, including the fellow, if you remember, the former Ellen DeGeneres television program is a DJ on there that she always was talking to. I think they called him, was it Twitch? I think it was
Twitch. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. So we have some sad news about him. And then an interview Tucker Carlson did with Mike Tyson, raising some eyebrows, getting all those little bits and pieces of info right after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVIDpayment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. All right, so as far as Twitch is concerned, his real name is Stephen Boss, and he committed suicide. That's kind of the bottom line of the story.
Mm-hmm. It was
and
very
then
shocking.
You wonder why. Yeah, why?
I think a lot of times, like pretty much when anybody dies by suicide, it's always very shocking. And it just goes to show we don't know what's going on in other people's lives. Twitch was known for making other people smile. And just doing these dances, and he brought happiness to a lot of people.
He warmed up the audience. His job.
Yeah, he was the DJ on Ellen and pretty much took over dancing when she had the back issues and couldn't really do it anymore. He filled in for her as host a few times. He was on So You Think You Can Dance. He was a beloved figure on social media. He and his wife were always doing different, Allison Boss were always doing different dances together. So many things,
three
and it just goes to show that you don't know what somebody else is battling.
No. Three young children. Some people say it's selfish, hard to know and make a judgment because you don't know the guy. We don't know him. We just know that he was well known, and now he has taken his own life, and so people will try to figure that out, and maybe we'll learn a lesson from it when the info. I don't want to speculate because we don't know. Nobody knows. But it's sad. It is too bad. Here's something that people are also talking about. Tucker Carlson decided to interview Mike Tyson for whatever the reason. Mike Tyson must be on the right to a point, and that's great. But they weren't talking about his politics. They were talking about how he mentally went into his fights, his bouts. And he said, "I wanted to kill them." And then everybody started laughing nervously on the set. And Tucker Carlson said, do you feel that way? And he said, yeah, it was serious stuff. And then he tried to ask him a different question, but they couldn't get away from the fact that Mike Tyson said that whenever I went into the ring, whoever I was in the ring with, I wanted to kill him. And that would be, you think that isn't going to trend all day on social media? Wow, there's a statement and a half. Okay, 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley overnight on Fox talking about the border crisis and how this is intentional.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
After dumping multiple feet of snow on the Sierra Nevada mountains out west, this storm Thursday is bringing wintry weather over parts of the mid-Atlantic, with areas of significant icing possible. Heavy snow will spread over the northeast. Severe storms will be a hazard in the southeast. More data is being released from the Artemis 1 mission. The vehicle's solar panels exceeded expectations, proving themselves to be a key win for the future of human space exploration. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Am I not on the air? Or I can't. I am on the air. All right, so I was engaging you because I couldn't hear what you were saying over the music. Do you want to try that again? Take two?
Oh, I was just saying that it's the best one. Like, people do covers of the standards, and a lot of them are still good, but the Beach Boys, this is the only one. Ian Hamm does a really good rendition, but nobody can touch what the Beach Boys have done.
Nope. The Beach Boys on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, welcoming you to the second half hour of this hour of the 15th of December. It's 36 past the hour now. I'm trying to deal with a few problems that I'm not going to talk about on the air, but I was thinking in general about what do we do with our lives? Our lives are spent fixing things, right? Every day you wake up and the first problem is you have to go pee, right? Isn't that the first? You have an automatic decision to make. Do I pee or do I not pee?
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable. So, let's roll the dice, see what happens.
Right, no. You go in, you have a pee. Okay, second problem, I'm hungry. I want something to eat. So how do you solve the problem? You go to your kitchen and you whip up something. Maybe you have a cup of coffee, but there's also food involved probably, right? All right, so the next question is, what do I do about just being dirty? I got to fix that, right? So you brush your teeth and you wash your face, right? Problem solved. You have clean teeth and you have a clean face. Sometimes you jump into the shower. All right, what's the next problem? Oh, I got kids, they got to get ready for school. All right, so you know what to do. You've made that decision. You have been a problem solver with that before. What are my children going to wear? Then you wonder what you're going to... Next problem is, what am I going to wear today? Right? So you solve that problem, and your day is... But think about this in terms of how good you are at dealing with the world, because the world in your world throws you problems from the moment you wake up. All through the day, you have a problem. I'm getting low on gasoline. What do? I go to the gas station to get gasoline, right? I have a problem. I have a flat tire. What do? I got to change the tire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I'm at work and one of my coworkers isn't doing his or her job, so what do? I better fix that problem. Let's say you're a boss, right? You got to fix. What do? It's on your shoulders to fix whatever the problem is. You got to have information in order to do that, but you take the initiative, you work through the problem, and hopefully you get a solution. And what I'm saying is that life is so full of all of my problem is, what do I talk about next that intrigues you? What do I, and I wait for Jay to give me sometimes my what for? Sometimes, okay, so there's another problem we have to fix. And what people say and their actions, those are problems sometimes you have to deal with too. Somebody at work, I just using that example, but they're everywhere. You know, the cab that is passing you, you need a ride, but the cab's full. So what do? You make a decision to go around the corner, right? You've solved the problem because there are too many people on this street want a cab, you'll go into the next street where there aren't so many people. It's just life is full of situations that can be looked upon as being problems, and think of how well you have solved them. You are a problem solver. Every step of the way, you solve your problems. Or if you don't, then I don't have enough money to pay my bills. That's a problem. What do? Well, you better either get another job, or you better stop spending so much money. Right? That's a pretty easy problem to solve. Although, I'm putting on weight because I'm eating ice cream. Problem solved by not having so much ice cream.
Well, problem worth it.
Okay, anyway, you get my drift, as it were. That's something that is pretty universal with all of us. So don't think your life is so horrible. Oh, I've got all of these problems. My God, how do I fix them? Because you're just like everybody else who's here. Your problems may be different. But, okay, so you've learned, your parents have taught you how to solve problems, perhaps your spouse has taught you how, your boss has taught you how, but there are people to help you solve problems, but you got to pay attention to to the problem itself. Okay, so I was talking, speaking about problems of what's going on up in Alaska with the storms. And then if you look across the country this Thursday morning, there have been incidents all across the country because there's this massive storm system that's moving across the country. 12 tornadoes yesterday in Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma. James, we were talking about the weather in Texas that you encountered yesterday, I think, from the day before.
Yeah.
Did you see any of these tornadoes, or are they in a different part? I'm trying to see where they are.
No, there wasn't any in my area. No. It was just mainly Tuesday where I had a lot of the tornadoes and all that stuff going on.
Right, yeah. So, anyway, the other...
Well,
look at this
happens every December, too.
Yep, right. Mother and her 8-year-old son, 3 people killed, including... Mom and the boy in this system. It's pretty much it is as we get to the fall equinox, these systems happen every year. And when I was talking about what's going on up in Alaska and how it is, you know, people say, oh my God, look at this, how warm it is. Well, if you go back to the records having been kept, I'm not saying this is good, I'm just saying everything in moderation. So, the record temperatures have been set 6 different times in Alaska since the records have been kept in 1880, starting back then. So it isn't like it's just happening now. I'm not saying there isn't a problem, but it isn't just now. It has been developing. And so what we have now, what we've done in our climate of living is we have, back to the theme of the last half hour, everything, or many things, not everything, but many things are overemphasized, overcooked, because as Bill O'Reilly and Cuomo said on their new News Nation show last night, O'Reilly looks at the camera, I haven't seen him or talked to him for quite a while, but I find him an interesting character. He is a complete egomaniac. But he's an interesting egomaniac, and that's why people pay attention to him. And so he looks into the camera and he says to Cuomo, the reason that you're getting inundated with all of this news that isn't news is because it makes money. Fox, and he takes a shot at Fox, and he takes a shot at television networks and magazines and stuff, who are, you know, they're finding their core, and they're speaking to their core, and therefore the core finds it comfortable to have all of these things. The things that are accentuated are the things that are being sort of blown out of proportion. You know, if I look at one more story about Marjorie Taylor Greene and 5 other people who are members of Congress that are meeting with Kevin McCarthy every week, look at us. What about the rest of the people in Congress? What are they doing? Nothing? No. It's just the news media pays attention to her because she's a cuckoo bird.
Mm-hmm.
And they make money, you know, with people focused on that sort of thing. The same when you look across all of the things that are being discussed, winter weather, as well, you know, there's a local, I don't know, I think maybe regional, national, I don't know, a news bugle called The Patch. And I have the feed every day and I look at it and I get disgusted because any possible way of scaring people about the weather, they're always wrong. Always, always, always wrong. But yet they keep printing this stuff because people keep clicking on it because they say, oh, there's a big storm coming to our area and this is how much snow you'll get. Doesn't tell you in that headline that you're going to get a 1/2 inch of snow.
Or what's actually going to accumulate. Because just because it snows, it doesn't mean it's all going to stick.
No. And people aren't going to kill themselves on the... Well, it depends on whether they know how to drive or not.
It depends on where you are, because there are some locations that are just not prepared for cold weather or snow, and people freak out. And, like, in Boston and in Cleveland, we have salt. We have the trucks on the road to get out and clear. And also, we have drivers who are used to driving in this kind of weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just what I'm trying to point out here is that you should be prepared, but should you be scared? Should you live your life in fear? And the whole business, these people, their whole motivation, as they pointed out on this show, News Nation, I'm watching that a lot now. It's the old WGN in Chicago, and they have done a very good job of assembling a lot of people. who are well-known in the news business for news-gathering capabilities and for presenting things in a sharp, focused way. You can say what you will about Cuomo. I'm not a fan, necessarily, of him, but the way that things are being presented are square off the shoulder. And I always love O'Reilly because he was touting Cuomo. You know, the two of them couldn't be more opposite in their points of view. But they get along, and they acknowledge that they get along, and they hit, you know, sort of back at each other, if you will, with the various points and positions that they have. But they're getting to the heart and soul of the matter more often. But O'Reilly needs somebody like Cuomo. They need, in those shows, they need somebody sort of to be a contratemp instead of always having somebody on who agrees with them. If you look at Fox or MSNBC, the guests are always the people who agree with whatever the point of view is. And so, you know, when it comes to at least some sort of contretemp, that's the, at least for me, I find it to be more stimulating than watching. I never watch Fox, never watch MSNBC anymore. I don't look at CNN has been a waste of time for years. So, you know, what do you do?
So obvious which direction they lean to the way that they give the news, because it is opinion based. And if you think about it, depending on what they want you to feel about a certain person they're speaking of, they will use a flattering photo or an extremely unflattering photo.
Yeah, look at Newsmax, a perfect example of that. All right, folks, Progressive Insurance wants you to know that they have insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, and obviously your car. For protection on the road or whether you're on the water, a lot of people going down to Florida, the snowbirds have boats down there, and you better have the right protection. That's why you want to go online to progressive.com or give them a buzz for the coverage info for your particular vehicle. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the number.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur,
there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bob Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the farm, food, and family focus that we do every day at this time. And as we were talking, Jay, about the weather, here's the story and how it affected a group of farms. The storms ripped through the Jackson, Mississippi metro area yesterday, and a Rankin County poultry farm was completely destroyed by a tornado. You can see pictures and video of the farm, the roofs ripping off the building, flying through the air, a lot of damage. But luckily, the folks who were responsible, you know, these farmers don't, they grow the chickens under contract. And this particular farm is under contract to Koch Foods, which is the largest unknown. Koch, the Koch brothers in Kansas control a lot of the non-branded food, this chicken and beef and that sort of thing. So anyway, they got there before the storm and they moved the chickens. So you didn't see pictures of the chickens blowing all over the place. Remember that scene from the...
With the cows. Twister?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Twister, yeah.
The cow, exactly. Another cow. I think it's the same cow.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so... It did a lot of damage to the farm, but not to the animals that were there. So those buildings wrecked, and they aren't built that well anyway. Oftentimes, they are those Morton buildings, the steel constructed buildings. That sort of thing affects the price of what you're paying at the supermarket for sure. Every day we have product recall information for you, and there's an overview from the government this week about the number of recalls this year. Apparently, they have broken the number of recalls, broken the record that was set 4 years ago. The information source says 1 billion, 2 million units have been involved in recalls in the food industry. Wow. Ooh-wee.
So when we say it feels like there's a lot of recalls right now,
yeah,
there have been.
There are. There are a lot of recalls, and this underscores it. So what do you do with this information? You're careful about what you buy, where it comes from. That is probably more than anything else. I mean, it isn't just food. In this case, you know, there are a lot of consumer problems with the auto industry as well. And, you know, those are the two biggest areas are car recalls and food recalls, right? And it's just, if you buy locally, this doesn't go for cars, but this portion of the program isn't about cars, it's about food. So if you buy local food, locally grown, locally produced food, you're less likely, I don't know that I've come across any recall from any local grower. Do you remember seeing anything over the last year or so that focuses on local food, local growing? I don't see anything like that.
There have been a couple, but not local to me. I've been looking for food recalls. There have been a few ones, but it seems like it's been worldwide, too.
Yeah.
Because I've had to sift through food recalls of other countries to get to the U.S. ones.
Right. All right. Here's something that happened at a St. Louis area KFC. Notice it's no longer called Kentucky Fried Chicken because a lot of stuff they serve isn't chicken. So now they call it KFC. Apparently an upset customer, maybe finding out that it wasn't real chicken, shot up a KFC in St. Louis. He actually shot an employee because the restaurant ran out of corn. So there you go, folks. This is sort of like that. You know, what is it that gets you going? You have decisions to make every day about what you eat, in part. But this guy went in and he wanted corn and mashed potatoes with his phony chicken, and they didn't have it, so he pulls out a gun and he shoots this 25-year-old.
And obviously, yeah, and there it should go without saying, but there's clearly more going on than it just... Oh, it wasn't just about the corn.
No, it wasn't about this crazy woman. Well, there was a woman inside the store, apparently. But she didn't get shot. The employee was the only one, I guess, that got shot, right?
Yeah, and the employee went outside to talk to the driver who returned to the restaurant, and it just, but that employee seems like they are going to be okay.
Be okay, right. But it's just everywhere. The antisocial behavior of people is just everywhere. And, of course, here we are. I was saying, well, some of the information that's around today, maybe you don't need to know. And maybe people didn't need to know this, because I'm always concerned if I drop something into somebody's mind, is that going to give them an idea? But maybe that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to watch the clock, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.